Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. High-profile testimony is due on the Hill today. The House committee will hear from Hunter Biden's longtime business partner, Devin Archer. This as the Oversight Committee wants answers on alleged influence peddling that has netted the Biden family with tens of millions of dollars from foreign governments. Archer has problems of his own. Archer is fighting with the Justice Department about when he should show up to report to prison on unrelated charges. A jury in 2018 convicted Archer of two felonies for his role in a conspiracy to defraud Native American tribes, but a long-running series of appeals has kept him out of prison. The El Nino weather pattern continues setting heat record temperatures. It will move through the south today. Heat indexes, which factor humidity, could soar above triple digits this week across states like Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. In the southwest, Phoenix, Arizona, has now topped 110 degrees for 31 straight days. More than 100 million Americans were under heat advisories over the weekend. Meantime, cooler weather is in the forecast for the northern plains to the Midwest through tomorrow. There's some bad news at the gas pumps.
Gas prices are surging to an eight-month high. The national average for regular gasoline is $3.75 per gallon, according to AAA. That's a 17-cent increase from a week ago. You'll find the cheapest gas in Mississippi at $3.25 a gallon. However, it'll cost the most to fill up the tank in California, $4.99 for a gallon of regular gasoline. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The death toll continues to rise after a suicide bombing at a political rally in Pakistan. Officials say that more than 50 people were killed and over 100 others injured in Sunday's attack. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the bombing. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
August will be a super month for fans of the cosmos, including a very rare blue moon.
August will treat sky watchers to a celestial spectacle with a pair of supermoons, culminating in a rare blue moon. The first show will be on Tuesday evening as the full moon rises in the southeast, appearing slightly brighter and bigger due to its proximity at just 222,159 miles away. The moon will be even closer on August 30th, earning the title of blue moon, as it's the second full moon in the same month. The last time two full supermoons occurred in a month was in 2018, and it won't happen again until 2037. I'm John Schaefer.
A federal judge is blocking an Arkansas law that would censor books. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Brooks issued a preliminary injunction on Saturday after hearing oral arguments last week. The law would ban libraries from distributing materials deemed obscene to children. A warning about bugs carrying a potential harmful virus.
The CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention here in Atlanta, warning mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus are becoming resistant to insecticides. The mosquito population apparently way up because of the heat across the country. West Nile, the most common mosquito-borne illness in the U.S. In Atlanta, I'm Laura Winters.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jack Cashel joining us in just a moment. He's the American author, journalist, blogger, and admitted conspiracy theorist. Hey, Jack, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, I am only other people call me a conspiracy theorist. That's the contemporary word for reporter.
Investigative reporter. Yeah, I mean, somebody that actually does journalism, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we've all been accused of, at least those of us that have been reporting on these things, you know, for 3-4 years, you know, oh, you're just a conspiracy, you know, theorist and a fanatic and everything. And it's like, wow, it's interesting how, I mean, what we knew then is now being proven. All this is coming into line. I mean, this isn't brain surgery, is it?
No, it's just if you pay a little more attention to the news and other people, and you talk about it, and then, you know, a few years later you're vindicated. But in the interim, we can, you know, the
you get canceled, you get negated, invalidated.
Right.
Yeah, and they go, oh my goodness, Martinez, you were right after all. I mean, that's like Jack. I got to tell you, I was telling Liz Peek this morning. You know, last night I was thinking, I'm going, you know, here. You know, Comer is saying Biden family has got maybe 20, maybe 30 million. And I'm going,
right.
30, wait a minute. Come on, give me a break. The guy is going to blow up his political, you know, legacy, everything for $30 million. That's chump change on the Beltway. Are you kidding me? I think there are mega millions in the hills yet to be realized. But like, the one guy from Ukraine said, look, at we confuse this thing on purpose. It's going to take them 10 years to figure this out.
And then you figure out the consequences of this, like the war in Ukraine. You know?
Right.
It's not. And it's, you know, I was thinking about that this morning because I remember reading, you know, and we all have, about the Teapot Dome scandal, you know, which is still lingers in our memories, a big corruption scandal involving Warren G. Harding. That was nothing compared to this. You know?
Exactly. No, that's the thing.
Nothing.
I know. And the deal is like, you know, I think it's going to be quite interesting because here, you know, when Biden gets him, he will get impeached. So he gets impeached, which is amazing because they're finally impeaching the guy for the right reason, as opposed to impeaching Donald Trump for just saying, hey, would you check into that deal? I mean, it looks like there could be some, you know, corruption going on here. I mean, even with Biden's own words telling, you know, the press and everybody, oh, well, you know, I held off $1 billion. You make sure the prosecutor was fired from, you know, my son's company and putting heat on my son and son of a gun, you know, not my,
son of a
those
bitch.
My words.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, no. It's a, No, it's okay. But, well, that's, you know, that's the quote. And, yeah. You know, they fired, you know, we fired. Well, you know, they got their $1 billion. Well, you know, he held on to the people's money. Now, Trump just asks about that because he just asks about it. He found out real quick he was on hallowed ground and, he gets impeached. So now all these years later, fast forward, and we're finally going to impeach a president for the very thing that he did. And of course, this is going to open up an entire bucket of worms, like you said, that is worse than anything that we've ever imagined. And to think about this, Jack, is that journalists around the country are just sitting on their hands on the biggest story ever and not doing anything until all of a sudden, you know, the flag will drop and then they'll all scramble, you know, to do their reporting and claim a Nobel or a Pulitzer Prize or something.
Right, Bill, that's the real scandal. The real scandal is the media scandal. There's been corrupt politicians from Aaron Burr, but they didn't have a media sitting back and twiddling their thumbs and hoping to suppress it. And in fact, in my current book, and it's odd because I what I've been doing in the books I'm writing, I'm an independent, but the media leaves such huge stories on the table for citizen journalists, independent writers to pick up. And in this case, for the book Untenable, it's that for 60 years, they've misrepresented the whole phenomenon of white flight, just totally mischaracterized it, vilified the people who were forced to leave their homes and neighborhoods, and gotten away with it. But it's one of many stories like that.
Exactly. It's like, you know, whether you're white, brown, black, or anything, you're going to leave these communities because you're hardworking. And what do you want? You want peace. You want to be able to raise your children where you don't have to worry when they take a step outside, they may end up getting a bullet in the head. Police have been told to stand down. They're not doing their jobs. I mean, the deal is every week after every weekend, you hear the body count, the casualty count coming out of Chicago. And it's almost like in the days when you and I were growing up and we'd see every night the casualties coming out of Vietnam. After a while, you just got numb. And just another number.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, when I was looking for a title for this book, I talked to many. I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, which is the in a sense the poster child for urban dysfunction. And my neighborhood collapsed in a 10-year period. And I asked one friend, who was the last guy out on the block, last guy to leave. He was living with his widowed mother, and I said to him, and he's a Democrat. Most of the people who made this transition, you know, they grew up Democrats and then they ended up Republicans because they saw the way the world worked.
Right.
And this guy remains a Democrat and he was there with his woke wife, you know, hovering in the background. I said, Artie, why did you finally leave the neighborhood? And he said, well, Jack, it became, and he's searching for a word, untenable.
Untenable.
And I said, what do you mean by untenable? He said, well, when your home gets invaded for the second time, that's untenable. When your mother gets mugged for the second time, that's untenable. You take Artie's story by a million, times a million, and you have the story of white ethnic flight. And its story has been so dramatically mistold over the years. Right. I feel bad for not doing this 20 years ago when my parents and other parents were still around, you know?
Right. Well, and then, of course, then, you know, you've got the, you got the song by Jason Aldean. Well, what is the song? But it is screaming out to the fact that, you know, our America has become untenable. But they're putting in a sense, it's up until that song, it was something that was unspoken, but that exists in small towns. You're not going to bring this crap here, you know?
That's right. That's right. And that's why a lot of people leave the cities because they could go to a place where they don't have to live in fear. Where they don't have to have, you know, multiple locks on their house, where they can walk down the street and not feel like an alien in their own neighborhood. And I, you know, I'm a big fan of small town America. I don't live in a small, I live in a big city, unfortunately, but I spend my summers in a small town. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you can breathe again. You go there and you're at a mainstream coffee shop and you just hear people, you know, just being people. so
That's
cool,
right.
You know, and it is. It is refreshing. Whereas, you know, I go to New York, and it kind of reminded me back in the old days when I used to go skiing and be up in Utah, and how the Mormons would talk. You know, the wives would be a little snippy, and the husbands would go, shh, shh.
Yeah.
You know, and you go to New York, it's the same thing. I mean, you know, but, you know, liberals are allowed to speak. That's not a problem. If a conservative says something beyond a decibel level that goes beyond their table, then heaven help you.
Right. To your point exactly, Bill. I was, I live in Kansas.
I'll tell you what, Jack. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Jack Heschel after this. Stay with us.
Okay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
We'd like to hear from us. us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Jack Heschel, the author, journalist, and blogger, continues with us. Jack, I wanted you to finish your thought that you started on the other side of the break, and then we're going to talk more about Untenable. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was... we were talking about... what were we talking about?
well, we were talking first about your buddy who gave you the title of the book,
oh, right,
Untenable.
Right. Yeah, and you know, as I was saying, that he was his situation. He was forced out of the neighborhood, and but our neighborhood, and I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, and although it's a little more dysfunctional than most, when I talk to the guys, people who men and women who grew up there when I did the 60s and 70s, they described the neighborhood originally as idyllic. It was like a perfect urban community, and now, and that's where we're talking about Jason Aldean too in his song. Because you can't, it's very hard to find those communities, those little villages that used to be commonplace in America's cities are no longer. But those villages still exist in rural areas, or small towns. And, you know, I have a summer place in western New York State where I am now. It's on Lake Erie. But when I drive around the countryside here, all I see are Trump signs and F Joe Biden signs. They don't even say, they don't say F either. They say painted on the sides of their barns because people maintain their independent spirit. They're savvier. They know the world better. They're smarter and their ability to live in the world. They're not dependent on outside resources. And, you know, like the problem with cities today is that the inhabitants are so dependent on central authorities, and they begin to think collectively, and they allow things to happen that no sane human being should allow to happen.
Yeah, it's amazing, Jack, when you think about it. It's such a small percentage, a fraction of the population. But it's the same thing like what happened to the Germans. It wasn't like you had 100% Nazis. They were only about 10%. And the 10%, you know, controlled the 90%. And that's the same thing. I mean, you know, whether it's New York, Los Angeles, I and I got to believe that sometimes the residents just think, oh, get this nightmare over. How long can this last? I mean, here we are in beautiful Los Angeles, where there's human feces on the ground, and in San Francisco, where Tony Bennett left his heart, and you know, sadly, and what is it? You know, the homelessness, and you've got government thinking that they have the answer, and that's the problem. You know, is it? You know, when has government had the answer? When have they solved anything in the last 40, 50 years? They just somehow they think they need to be the orchestrators of everything. You know, our founding fathers had it right. You know, self-responsibility and self-rule, because you don't have an army big enough to control 340 million people. I mean, you can with AI, and you can go, you know, communist Chinese and start doing all this other surveillance and that, but even the communist Chinese can't control 100% of the people.
No, and it's exactly right. And in an era where people are self-controlled, I think it was Edmund Burke, who's really kind of the father of the conservative movement, said, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm close, the fewer controls there are within, the more controls you need without. So people that are self-ruled and self-disciplined have very little need for police and other kinds of authorities. But in a city where, they have allowed and you're right about that 10%. The 10% are loud, they're militant, and they're demanding. So they can take a city like San Francisco, the most beautiful city in America, my favorite city. I've been there, 20 times, and turn it into a hellhole.
Yeah,
Because the other 90% are afraid to speak out and say no.
Right.
You know, they're afraid to speak out and say, not in my hometown, right? Not in my small town. But then that's where we are today. They're afraid. Fear.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you know, with your book Untenable, The True Story of White Ethnic Flight from America's Cities, you know, it's just common sense. You know, the people have left because even though they're accused of racism and quote-unquote white flight, ethnic Americans, driven from their homes and neighborhoods, the defunding of police and all that, fine. Okay, fine. You know, we're out of here. because it doesn't seem like the government has the capacity. If anything, what they're doing is exacerbating the problem because their policies are so knuckleheaded.
Right. And in fact, the only reason I put white in the title is because only white people were shamed for leaving. You know, blacks, Hispanics, Asians left too for the same reason. Any responsible parent would leave for. But they're not shamed. Because what happens, Bill, is that rather than face up to their responsibility for causing the problems that are forcing people out of their homes, our progressive friends chose to scapegoat white working ethnics. And they've done it successfully for 60 years. But curiously, in the last 3 years, they're the ones who are leaving now, right? And they're emptying. The big woke cities are emptying. Chicago, yeah. Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York. Washington. Those are the big five.
And speaking of your title, untenable, how does Manhattan, for example, how do they continue to exist when, you know, what's their occupancy rate? There's something like 50% or something?
It's scary to think of.
Yeah, and then on top of that, what they're doing is here you've got all these tax-paying individuals, you know, a lot of them coming to Florida, and we tell them, hey, you're welcome here. Just leave your politics back in New York. Don't bring your crazy politics here and try to infect, you know, what we've got here. You know, you want to be reasonable. You want to participate in the great American experiment. God bless you. Welcome. Let's do it. We'll do it side by side together. But you want to come in and buy in and try to spread the disease of socialism and Marxism in Florida. Nah, it's not going to work. But, you know, the fact of the matter is here we are. We're emptying out hotels. And what are they filling them with? They're filling them in with, you know, illegal migrants. I mean, here they are. They're putting them up in hotels. They're, what, $300-$500 a night?
Yeah, you know.
All at the expense of the people?
Yeah. Right. To your point about changing the values, here's what happened, you know, I found in my experience. I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. It got, and the other northern cities, the Passaic, Patterson, Camden, et cetera, all went through the same phenomenon. And what happened is these people left Democratic neighborhoods. They grew up Democratic, but they saw what happened. And when they ended up, like, for instance, there are more people from my eyes. So I will check my grade school alumni page. There are more people who ended up in Ocean County, New Jersey, which is 60 miles south of Newark, than ended up in Essex County, which is our county. Ocean County now is votes 2-1 for Trump. Right? It's in a blue state because these are the refugees. These are the people who knew and saw what government can do when they put their mind to it. On Seaside Heights, you know, which is the home of where they filmed Jersey Shore, there's a shop that only sells Trump paraphernalia. I think you'll be safe in Florida. I think when the people come from New York, they know why they're coming to Florida.
Right. Know? Yeah, you know, they want to come and protect their kids and, you know, make sure they get educated, not indoctrinated. You know, some basics that we all, Jack, you know, when we grow up and we get married and have a family, what do we want for our kids, you know? And you've got the mama bears that are coming out in big numbers, whether it's in Virginia and, you know, across the country. And here we got it. We're just around the corner from a new school year.
Yeah.
And get ready. I mean, I'll tell you, the mama bears, they're ready for a battle. And a lot of the parents, you know, you talk about white flight in housing. You're having white flight going on in the educational system as well. Basically the same reason. Think about it, right?
Yeah. Right. You don't want your kids in a disorderly, you know, problematic environment where learning takes second place not only to violence but also to bad ideology.
Exactly. I mean, what are these schools going to go? We're the number one school. We've got more more men dressed as women teaching drag queen story hours at our school. This is why your kid needs to come here. I mean, it is a high-ranking school based on the number of dresses on men, right?
Yeah, I don't care where the school is. Other than small towns, I would not send my kid to a public school.
I think it's, well, you and so many others that are participating in this mass exodus out of the public school system, they're going to learn one way or another, Jack, and it seems to me they want to learn the hard way, as our parents used to tell us when we were growing up, right?
Yep, that's right, absolutely.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
USA News Update. High-profile testimony is due on the Hill today. The House committee will hear from Hunter Biden's longtime business partner, Devin Archer. This as the Oversight Committee wants answers on alleged influence peddling that has netted the Biden family with tens of millions of dollars from foreign governments. Archer has problems of his own. Archer is fighting with the Justice Department about when he should show up to report to prison on unrelated charges. A jury in 2018 convicted Archer of two felonies for his role in a conspiracy to defraud Native American tribes. The El Nino weather pattern continues setting heat record temperatures. It will move through the south today. Heat indexes, which factor humidity, could soar above triple digits this week across states like Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. In the southwest, Phoenix, Arizona, has now topped 110 degrees for 31 straight days. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Sherry Few is going to be joining us in just a few moments. Speaking of education, she founded the United States Parents Involved in Education. She's the executive producer of Truth and Lies in American Education and is sharing what parents can expect this school year. Sherry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Glad to be on again.
Well, great to have you here giving us an update. We're just around the corner from a new school year. Parents have made are making decisions. Some are making the bold and courageous move, but the right move to get their children out of public education, because we're not hearing anything, Sherry, interestingly enough, from the public school system saying, hey, look, it, we're going to change our evil ways. We get it. We're sorry. You know, mea culpa, mea culpa. We're going to teach your kids, and we're going to make sure that as much as it would count on us, that we're going to move move the effectiveness of education here in America from 27 to number one. No vision whatsoever. They're just going full steam ahead, continuing on with their curriculum. And then meanwhile, they're going to get all upset because, you know, Florida has a curriculum that they attacked three ways a Sunday, and it was unfounded. I mean, it was absolutely ignorant. The things that they had to say about, the curriculum that, is being done here and presented to the kids here in Florida.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. It's, It's outrageous to me. You know, you would think that with all the new laws that were passed around the country in the last 2 years to try to stop the indoctrination of children, you would think parents could rest assured that things would be better this coming school year. But instead, what we're hearing is teachers and administrators are doubling down. And they're saying, exactly, we don't care about these laws. We're going to find a way around these laws. They're rebranding things. There's a few articles I read where teachers were saying, you know, they just switched social emotional learning and now they're calling it behavior adaptations or simply mental health curriculum. So they know, just like they did with Common Core, if you remember, they just rebranded. And that's exactly what they're doing with these sexualization curricula and these Marxist critical theories that they're pushing on children.
Well, and the other thing, I mean, how bold is it when you say, look at, you know, if your kid wants to, you know, wants to be sexually transitioned, that's none of your business, parents. You know, and if you get in the way, we're going to report you, you know, to the police. Come on, give me a break. I mean, this is what this is coming down to. And the thing is that parents have to realize that they do have rights. And these are constitutional rights. These are well-founded rights. And you need to take a stand on this. This is unacceptable. But if you just roll over, you know, then it makes it tough on everybody. I mean, we need to understand we're all in this, aren't we, Sherry? I mean, you can't just sit there and say, well, in my town, this is kind of okay. And, you know, we're able to manage it. No, I mean, we're all in this together, are we not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I did an interview the other day. Nice reporter from a major news network, and she said, and you hear this so often, well, my kids are in a good school, right? So parents actually think that it's not in their school. It's in some other school in California or, you know, somewhere in Oregon or something like that. But the problem is it's in every school district across the country. I live in South Carolina, one of the reddest states in the nation. And I have researched over 12 school districts. Every single one of them have critical race theory, social emotional learning. It's there. And so it's there in every classroom. And that's, and the fact that the legislatures have not been effective in banning these things and banning the pornography and then again, the response from teachers. Did you hear about the petition that was started by the Zen Education Project? They had over 5,000 teachers signing the petition from all over the country saying they didn't care about the law. Their pledge said, we, the undersigned educators, refuse to lie to young people about U.S. history and current events regardless of the law. So it's just outrageous to think that they even believe they're above the law. I don't understand it, and that's why you're absolutely right. Parents need to protect their children, and they should not put them in the government schools. They are toxic, and if you love your children, you will not allow them to endure that child abuse.
Well, going back to square one, you know, we've said often that we need to return to first principles. Let's talk about the truth. What is the truth? And, you know, the lefties think that they've got the corner on the truth. Well, it is certainly not the truth, because they're avoiding the empirical evidence and historical record and on, and they have made up their own narrative and their own story that they call the truth, right?
Yes, you are right. And so I mentioned the Zen Education Project a moment ago, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with Howard Zinn's curriculum.
Yes.
His history curriculum that's prevalent. And it was really the first attempt. It's been around for a few decades to rewrite history. And so this Zen Education Project is the one pushing teachers to say, you know, what they want us to teach, the truth, as you mentioned, is actually a lie. So, you know, we actually feature an author of debunking Howard Zinn, the author of that book, in our film that you mentioned, Truth and Lies in American Education. So it's kind of interesting, too, that you mentioned the truth, because that's the reason we chose that title for our film, was because we wanted to expose the truth about what is really happening in government schools with our tax dollars and the lies that children are being taught. And so, you know, everything is just upside down. What should be called truth is called a lie, and vice versa.
Well, Sherry, we've been, you know, highlighting on this show, I guess, you know, for most of this year, because this was something that, you know, God had brought to my attention again, because sometimes he has to do it again and again, because I forget. But, and that is the idea is that we need to study the legitimate to understand what the counterfeit is. You see, if you don't know what the legitimate is, you know, in much the same way that bank tellers, you know, I'm told that bank tellers, the way they're taught to recognize counterfeit money is they study real money. And so when counterfeit money comes, it's so glaring and obvious because they've studied the original and the legitimate so much that, you know, the counterfeit can't come in. And this is, I think, a lesson for us to learn in all levels, you know, whether, you know, it's education, you know, science and that sort of thing, is that we need to hone in on what is the legitimate. You know, what does legitimate education look like so that when the illegitimate comes in? I mean, some of this stuff is so glaring. I mean, this is just off the charts that people are accepting something, you know, as bad as this, like you said. And it's happening in every school system. My grandkids are in Orange County, California, very conservative, used to be very conservative. It's kind of, you know, becoming, you know, there's hints of purple there in that particular area. But it used to be just, you know, staunchly conservative and Republican, and my daughter-in-law, you know, I mean, she leads a troop of girls, but she can't call them girls, and you can't call them ladies. You know, I mean, there's specific terms she was telling me that she had to use. I said, you don't get that? You don't understand what that is? But, you know, it's just a minor tweak. That's all it is. But that tweak opens the door to this indoctrination that you're talking about. It's a manifestation of the things that the Zen educational program have presented. And it just takes a little bit, right? It's just like that little bit of yeast that gets in and it gets throughout the whole batch. And that's what's happening. And people in conservative areas thinking, well, it's not, Bill, you're just, you know, you're kind of being hyper on this. You need to back off a little bit. Well, no, because I see what's happening around the country. It all starts out just like everything else. All starts out so subtly, and before you know it, like we were talking about earlier, you got 10% of you know, of the Nazis that are controlling 90% of Germany, right?
Yes, yes, you're so right, and I'm glad you brought up the idea of God reminding you about studying the real thing. Because it's so important, and not only in our faith, but in topics like this. So we've kind of it's been a frog in the water thing.
Sherry, we got to go to break. Let's talk.
Thinking of sharing a hotel room with your dog this summer? Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Teller, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with some tips. Before you book your stay, check if your dog is allowed and get an understanding about any other restrictions they may have on pets. Think about your dog's personality and health before bringing them. Sometimes boarding might be less stressful for Fido than a road trip and hotel stay. Make sure your dog is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Pack a travel kit for your pooch with food, water, medications, leash, and more. Try to keep to your normal routine as much as possible when it comes to things like meals and walks. Consistency goes a long way. And keep pet etiquette in mind. Keep your dog on a leash in public places and don't leave them alone in the room for a long stretch. If left alone, puzzle feeders or long-lasting treats can help. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. She's Sherry Few, president and founder of the United States Parents Involved in Education. Sherry, for our audience, you and I get so excited about talking about what's happening. But, you know, and I always say, oh, gosh, I got to give you time to really help our audience understand what the vision is. What is the mission of United States Parents Involved in Education?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to explain that. You know, there are a lot of parent groups that have popped up in the last couple of years, and our organization was, we went from a state organization to a national organization in 2015. So we've been at this a while, and our mission from the inception was to close the U.S. Department of Education and end all federal education mandates. And that's because we understand that that's where most of the nefarious pedagogies originate. It's incentivized with federal dollars. We don't know any school districts in the country that refuse money. So with the money come the strings attached and the pedagogies that they must comply with. So again, that's been our mission from our inception. And we've even developed a blueprint that shows how that can happen. Because, you know, a lot of people over the years, even Ronald Reagan said he was going to close the Department of Ed. But who's actually developed a plan and is serious about it? And our organization has done that. And more recently, Bill, we've developed a new blueprint for states. And that's for states to look at weaning themselves off the federal dole. We understand that getting Congress to close the Department of Ed is a huge undertaking. And it could be easier if states begin to wean themselves off. And we actually have a few states around the country who are talking about this. They're starting to look at what that might mean for them. And, you know, most people don't understand that only 10% on average of a state's education budget comes from the federal government. And so one of the first things we say in our blueprint a state should do if they're looking at can we wean ourselves off is to do a cost of compliance study so they can see of that 10%, what percentage are we having to spend to comply with all the regulations? And we think that what they'll find that 10% will be whittled down to maybe 4 or 5%. And is it worth it for that 4 or 5% of our education budget to turn over control of our classrooms to the federal government? So those are a couple of things we're working on. And, of course, you mentioned our film earlier and Truth and Lies in American Education. It can be found at truthandliesfilm.us. So, you know, we like to tell people that not parents are not the only ones that need to be concerned about what's happening in government schools. First of all, it's your tax dollars that is funding this garbage. And secondly, if you love your freedom and you love this country, you should get informed. Watch our film, again, truthandliesfilm.us. Get informed, understand what's happening in the government schools with your tax dollars, and get in the fight. Because if we don't stop the indoctrination of children in government schools, we are set to lose our freedom in this country. Because as Abraham Lincoln said, the philosophy of the schoolroom for one generation is the philosophy of the government for the next. And they are turning out little socialists and Marxists out of the government schools, and they will be our future leaders, and we will lose our freedom if we don't stop this.
Well, Sherry, you've been studying this, as you said, since, I mean, this is well over a decade that you've been doing this, and that in 2015 you said this became a national movement. So well before COVID even came to play. So I got to imagine, thanks to COVID, parents' eyes around the country were really opened up in a massive way. Because these are the things that you have been warning about all these years.
Yes, that's true. And so, yeah, my education policy research dates back a couple of decades. I started going to the education policy conferences in St. Louis. They were an annual event hosted by Donna Hearn and the Constitutional Coalition. And I was shocked at what I was learning. And things weren't as obvious back then, but There were great authors and researchers and experts that were showing us that this is what was coming, and we were trying to sound the alarm. So, you know, we fought outcome-based education, we fought Common Core, we fought school to work, and then COVID happened. Yes, you're right. It was like the silver lining, if you will, of COVID was that parents, because the schools were shut down, most parents were working from home. The economy was shut down, so they were able to see what it is their children were learning, and they were shocked. I mean, because you can tell people these things are happening, but again, so many people want to deny it and say, not in my school, but for the first time, parents were actually seeing what's happening. And, you know, I've been encouraged most recently by a school in California, the Chino Valley Unified School District, where parents came out, and they were... You know, they were effective in getting the local district to implement a policy to require teachers to notify parents of students that identify as transgender. Prior to that, they were keeping this all a secret from the parents. And even the California school superintendent came to that local school board meeting and spoke against the policy. And they had to remove him from the room because he didn't quit talking.
Got charred and feathered.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm just so proud of those parents in that.
Exactly. And Sherry, you know who led the way? The churches.
Who is it?
The churches there in Chino Valley.
Amen.
You know, and this is again, this is the power of the church, and getting back to what we're talking about, the truth. Okay, the truth comes from God, not from man. All right. So we got to go back to first principles. And once you understand where the source of truth is, the legitimate versus the counterfeit, right? We talked about before, then your eyes will be wide open. You will be blessed, and it will go well with you, as God told Cain. You know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? The documentary, Truth and Lies, tell us more about that. And why you had to do this documentary.
Okay, so the documentary is a storyline of my daughter-in-law, and it's a true story. Shortly after she married my son, she was having her first child, and they needed income, so I offered for her to work for me part-time from home, and it was a good fit. But I required of her reading so that she could come up to speed on what's happening. she tells her story in the movie about how she was a poster child for the liberals prior to, you know, reading this information and fact-checking it herself and realizing the truth. So in the movie, she interviews experts and book authors and all these people that expose what's happening in the government schools. So there's the people that she interviews are people like Dr. Carol Swain, who's the vice chair of the 1776 Commission. She wrote the book Black Eye for America, excellent positions that she presents there. There's Dr. Gary Thompson, who's a child psychologist, who's been very outspoken about critical race theory. He happens to be a black man married to a white woman, and they have biracial children. So this affects his family in a grave way, and he's spoken out. I mentioned the author of Debunking Howard Zinn, Dr. Mary Graybar. She's interviewed, and there's some great details about all of the things that are inaccurate in that history textbook that's been taught for decades in the government schools. So I really encourage everyone to view the film if you haven't already. It's a great place to start if you feel moved to get involved with what we're doing. So again, it's truthandliesfilm.us, and I pray that your listeners will go there and not only view it themselves, but I'm going to give them permission to buy a copy and do a community screening of it and
show it to your community,
your church. And let's get the word out and get together and stop what's happening.
Well, that's a great gift, and we've got to get the word out there. You know, we're talking about this coming school year, and what can we expect? And as you said, the teachers, the unions are doubling down. They're not backing off whatsoever. So let's look at some hard reality here. You know, I was just reading that you've got such an increased number of young girls that are committing suicide. So in the coming school year, how many more young girls will commit suicide? How many young girls going in and using a restroom that now is gender optional will be sexually abused? How many of our children will be ignored and not be educated but be further indoctrinated? How many of our children will be exposed to men in dresses all under the guise that this is a cute little, what do you want to call it? The story hour, that's been going on. Again, the numbers just, they keep on climbing. They're exponential. And so where do we stop this, Sherry? If we don't stop it at the start of this school year and say no more and reclaim our rightful authority and responsibility for our kids, the public schools and the unions have made it clear that they're going to do whatever they darn well please that serves their agenda, you know, at the expense of our kids. That's pretty scary.
It is scary. And so I would just say, most importantly, we need to agree to pray for our great nation and future leaders, that God's people will not be deceived and they will be bold and courageous in the spiritual battle that ensues for the future of the United States of America.
Well, I will leave you with this, and this was the statement that was in the movie Sound of Freedom. God's children are not for sale, are they?
Amen. Amen to that.
The website, one more time, that they can go to, Sherry Few.
For the film, it's truthandliesfilm.us, and they can also go to ustie.org for more information and resources.
Sherry Few with the United States Parents Involved in Education. Thank you, Sherry. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.